This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette joined Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats on the front steps of the U.S. Capitol building this morning to talk about abortion. They called on the public to mobilize in defense of reproductive rights. DeGette said her first granddaughter was born just a few weeks before a draft decision overturning Roe v. Wade leaked from the Supreme Court.
My brand new little granddaughter will have fewer rights than I have or her mother has. And that is wrong, and that is un-American, and we are not going to let that happen.
The House passed the Women's Health Protection Act along party lines in September. It would have made abortion legal nationwide, but it failed after a 49-51 Senate vote on Wednesday. Some evacuation orders remain in place in Colorado Springs and to the west in Teller County due to active fires. One fire west of Cripple Creek has burned almost 700 acres near the Lakemore subdivision. Over in the northeast part of town, more than 1,000 people were given permission to return home last night, including Jessie Turner, who moved to her neighborhood less than a week ago.
We were outside picking up the boxes. They were all blown around. And then I heard sirens. Then I heard my alarm go off on my phone, and it said, evacuate Summer Grace. I'm like, what? This is us.
Evacuation orders remain in effect for a separate fire at the Skylark Mobile Home Park, where one person died and eight homes were destroyed. Colorado Springs has high fire danger again today. This is CPR News.